Chapter 3, An Attack. The video did not last long. Joe stood up and carried Lily away from the camera. Then the video stopped. The next time that the camera started recording, Isabella and Lily were playing, and the rest of the video was the same. Maya watched the video again twice, and then she went upstairs to Joe's closet and stopped at the door. She had not opened it since his death. Joe almost always hated the clothes that Maya bought for him, except for one green shirt that she had given him as a gift. She knew where it was, but the green shirt was gone. Someone had taken it. 10 minutes later, Maya looked out of the bedroom window and watched closely as Isabella walked through the front door. Did she look more worried today, or was Maya imagining it? She went downstairs and into the kitchen, where Isabella was washing up a cup.
Isabella, said Maya, may I talk to you?
Isabella looked up in surprise.
Now, Mrs. Burkett?
Yes, please, Maya said.
Her own voice suddenly sounded strange to her.
I'd like to show you something.
Isabella moved slowly toward Maya, looking a little scared.
Did anyone come here yesterday? Asked Maya.
No, Mrs. Burkett.
I want to show you something on the computer, interrupted Maya. I keep a camera in the playroom, which records everything that happens when I'm not here. A friend gave it to me.
Isabella looked confused.
But I never saw a camera, Mrs. Burkett, she said.
It's a secret camera, said Maya. It's inside that new digital picture frame.
So you're secretly watching me? You don't trust me, Isabella said.
It's not about you, Isabella. I want my child to be safe. But watch this.
Maya played the video on the computer without watching it again. Instead, she watched Isabella's face and tried to stay calm. The fake Joe appeared in the video.
Well, did you see that man in the video? Asked Maya.
Isabella said nothing.
You saw him, didn't you? Said Maya.
Who?
Joe!
Maya held Isabella's shirt.
How did Joe get into my house?
Please, Mrs. Burkett, you're scaring me, said Isabella. Are you telling me that you saw Joe in that video?
Mommy?
Lily was standing at the door to the kitchen. Maya looked toward her daughter, and Isabella took this chance to move away.
It's okay, Lily, Maya said.
She looked back at Isabella.
I want answers, she said.
Isabella nodded.
Okay, but I need some water first.
Maya turned away to get her some water. When she turned back, she screamed as a terrible pain filled her eyes and she fell to her knees. Isabella had used pepper spray on her, burning her eyes, nose, and mouth and making it difficult to breathe. Maya could not move, but she heard the sound of someone running and the door closing. Isabella was gone. 10 minutes later, the pain finally started to disappear, and Maya managed to get up to wash her eyes.
Mommy?
Mommy's fine, Lily, she said. Draw a picture for me. I'll be there in a minute.
Maya was extremely angry, mostly with herself. Stupidly, she had turned her back on her enemy. She had to find Isabella. But just then, the doorbell rang. Detective Kearse stared at her when she opened the door.
What happened to you?
He said.
It's pepper spray, she said. My nanny, Isabella, used it on me.
Why?
He asked.
I saw something on my nanny cam, she said.
Kearse looked confused, so she took him to her computer. But when she pressed the play button, there was nothing there. Then she discovered that the SD card was gone. It was not on the floor either.
What?
Asked Kearse. Maya took slow, deep breaths. She needed to stay calm and think carefully.
Isabella has taken the SD card, she said.
What was on it?
He asked. You won't believe me, she said. I saw Joe. Kearse was quiet for several moments.
So, it was an old video?
He said.
It was recorded when Joe was alive?
I didn't get the camera until after Joe's murder, and the video has yesterday's date on it, she said.
You know that's impossible,
he said. I do, she said. They stared at each other. So why are you here? Maya asked.
I need you to come to the police station.
There was a daycare center not far from her house, where Maya took Lily before going with Kearse to the station. He took her into a room with a glass window that showed another room.
I want you to look at some people for me,
he said. Then he called to someone outside the room.
Bring in the first group.
6 people walked into the other room wearing ski masks. They could not see Maya or Kearse because for them, the window was a mirror.
Mrs. Burkett,
Kearse said,
do you know any of these men?
Maya looked carefully at their clothes and size and pointed to the one who looked like Joe's killer. Then 6 more men came in, and Maya was sure that the other guy from Central Park was in this second group.
Yesterday, we brought in 2 men who might be Joe's killers,
Kearse explained.
Look at this.
He played her a video from a store security camera near Central Park on the night of Joe's murder, which showed 2 men buying some drinks. One of them clearly had a gun in his jacket.
We searched their homes and found the clothes that you described,
Kearse said.
We also found 1 gun, a Beretta M9, but we didn't find the Smith & Wesson 686 revolver that killed your husband.
Maybe they threw it away, said Maya.
That could be true, except guys like these don't throw away expensive guns because they prefer to sell them for the cash.
But there was a lot of media interest in Joe's murder, she said. So maybe they thought that it was too dangerous to keep it?
That's possible,
he said. But you have another idea, don't you? She asked.
Yes,
said Kearse.
Although it's a crazy one. We checked the bullets from your husband's body. They're from the same gun as another murder.
So these guys have killed before, said Maya.
The same gun doesn't mean the same killers. And one of the guys was in prison at the time of the first murder,
said Kearse. When was the first murder? Asked Maya.
4 months ago.
The room went cold. Maya knew what Kearse would say next. He nodded and said,
the same gun that killed your husband also killed your sister.
They were both silent.
Are you okay?
Kearse asked. I'm fine, said Maya.
Okay. We need to look at this in a whole new way,
he said, opening his notebook.
The 2 murders seemed to be completely separate, but now we know that the same gun was used for both of them. We know that you were in Iraq when your sister was killed, and we've checked your Smith & Wesson 686 revolver. It wasn't the gun that was used in Joe's murder, so his killer couldn't be you.
So before you checked that, you thought that I could be the killer? Asked Maya.
You have to understand, Maya,
said Kearse.
When someone is murdered, we always have to investigate the husband or wife.
Okay, so you've done that. Now what do we do? She asked.
We look for connections,
Kearse said,
between your sister and your husband.
The biggest connection is me, said Maya. Although they also worked together.
Yes,
said Kearse.
Joe gave Claire a job in the family company. Did they have any problems working together?
No, she said. They liked it. They talked on the phone about the company all the time. Although, actually, I wasn't in the country most of the time, so I don't really know. At that moment, another police officer came in and spoke quietly to Kearse. Maya watched. Why had Kearse not talked to her about the nanny cam video? After the conversation, he came toward her. What's wrong? She asked. He picked up his coat.
I'll drive you home, and we can talk in the car.
10 minutes later, in the car, Kearse said,
That conversation with the other officer was about you and the secret camera and pepper spray.
So he had not forgotten about it.
You said that your nanny attacked you with pepper spray, and we saw that your eyes were red,
he said.
So we sent a police officer to her house.
And did you find her? She asked. Kearse kept looking at the road.
Let me ask you a question first. During that conversation, did you attack her?
Is that what she told the police? Asked Maya. No, I didn't. Did she talk about the video?
Yes,
Kearse said.
She said that you'd seen Joe on the video. But when you played it to her, there was nothing there.
Wow, Maya said.
She said that you're becoming paranoid and starting to imagine things. She also said that you attacked her first and that you always carry a gun, so she was scared. That's why she used the pepper spray.
And what about the SD card? Asked Maya.
She said that she knows nothing about it.
But Isabella had taken it, so she had lied. Isabella was part of it. But part of what?